You're listening to SBS News.
Lara McCool is a 28-year-old Sydney woman looking to break into the property market with her husband. She says it has proven to be difficult and they have been searching for more than 2 years.
Well, it's been taking a lot of our time because it's just hard to find anything in our price range. But we're just looking on Domain, things that fit in our budget, things that are in the area that we want, which is a lot more expensive than other areas. So still looking.
Ms. McCool says in the meantime, they are taking the option so many other young couples are forced to take.
Well, we're currently living with mum and dad just because it's necessary and they help us save, which is great. It's just a matter of saving a lot.
But in a sign of hope for some looking at various housing options, Domain property analyst Nicola Powell says the fall in prices goes beyond houses.
What we found are our house and unit prices have softened nationally, both over the quarter and over the year. And this is the first annual fall for house prices on that national basis since 2012, and the first time that unit prices have fallen year on year since 2011. And really we're seeing that overall softer conditions across all of our major capital cities. Really, apart from Hobart and Perth, we're seeing all of our major capital cities perform lower compared to last year. But really, that fall in that national figure has been driven by the softer conditions that are being seen in Sydney and also in Melbourne.
Dr. Powell says the signs are widespread.
There's an intrinsic link between the availability of credit and house price growth. And what we're currently experiencing now in that downturn, particularly focused within that Sydney market, are the impacts of those tighter lending conditions. We're seeing fewer buyers in the market, both owner-occupiers and investors. And those buyers that are in the market have a reduced borrowing capacity.
The fall in house prices over the year in Sydney, for example, is the largest since the global financial crisis a decade ago at 4.5%. The median apartment price dropped 3.5%, its biggest annual decline since 2006. Bessie Hassan, a money analyst at finder.com.au, predicts Sydney money may now turn to other cities.
We've seen rent vesting take off, and that's where buyers have purchased property in more affordable areas but then continued to rent in their desired suburb. And we'll probably see this increase as Sydneysiders turn to other states or other capital cities in order to break into the market.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.